My name's Nathan Butler-Broad. I'm the head teacher at Whitley Park Primary and Nursery School. We're a school in South Reading who partnered up with the Rock Academy project to produce a collection of individual stories. These are stories from children in year six, and they're their personal reflections on lockdown, life, and the future. It's an opportunity to talk about the difficulties, but also an opportunity to talk about the positives and look forward. It's been a time of beginnings and endings and of transition. And for our year six moving on, this feels like a poignant moment to capture. We've deliberately captured personal stories and opportunities for discussion between the children. These moments are here as a record for now and for the future. Before we dive into the discussion, let's start by listening to one of the children's stories.
Hello, my name is Ronnie. COVID was the worst experience of my life. I had the virus. My mum and dad had it as well. At the end of my isolation, I got it. I was off school for about a month. My mum and nan went to hospital. My mum couldn't breathe, nor could my nan. An ambulance went to my house. I didn't know what to do. I still can't taste, and I also lose my breath very easily. I didn't feel normal. My granddad has been to hospital 3 times in a month during lockdown, and it was scary.
Through this process, we've been able to capture the positives, the negatives, and the opportunities looking forward as we approach life and a new normal. Let's start by listening to some of the positives.
In the first lockdown, I made a beach in my garden because we couldn't go abroad. I also spent more time with family. We had quiz nights and I learned to play football. The one thing that was positive was talking to my best friend Liana. I used to call her every single day in lockdown. I used to take her outside and I used to go on my trampoline and I used to jump with my phone in my hand. I also went out camping in my back garden and I had my 2 cats in the tent with me. And I also saw a badger and a fox.
A positive thing is I learned cooking and I learned how to just do lots of cooking.
So the positive thing about lockdown was when we didn't have to rush around getting ready for school and always having to wake up early. But in lockdown, we could just do our work anytime we wanted in the day.
Let's mix it up a little and listen to another story from the collection.
Hi, my name is Katia. This is my story about lockdown for me. In the first lockdown, my experience was okay because nothing happened yet and most of the time I was on my phone, but until the second lockdown came, I got to go to school. It was great because I got to see my best friend from another class. Everything was amazing though many things started going around the world, like Black Lives Matter and more, but it didn't last long. A few days passed by when my sister's stomach started to hurt really badly, and so my mum took her to the doctors. The doctors have said that she has to go to the hospital, and that was when things started to go downhill. My mum had to stay with my sister, and it was stressful for them. My sister had a bacteria in her stomach, meaning she had to get it removed by an operation. My sister had to get 3 operations because they couldn't find it. Eventually, they have found it on the 3rd operation and she got back to the lockdown school. Everything was good after that, but I'll never forget what she had to go through.
Let's go back to the positive discussion and hear a little bit more of the children's thoughts.
During lockdown, I spent more time doing exercise and I felt I got a lot better that I decided to challenge myself by eating healthily for 1 week and see how I would go. And I also baked and cooked a lot more than usual.
What I found positive about it was the fact that I could at least spend enough time with my nan and granddad and help them with things I couldn't do before because I was mostly doing homework or at most of the time at school or at home worrying about it. And also the fact that in my time in lockdown, I could also learn to do more things like learn how to use a computer and stuff like that.
Some of the positive things that happened while I was at home, stuck there, was that I learned how to cook. I could spend more time in doing things that I enjoyed, and I could still see my friends, but only through online platforms.
I could spend a lot of time with my family, and I could do more things and find out more things that I couldn't do before, like making a cake using a cooker. I could do more stuff, and I could do more stuff with my brother and spend more time with him because he's usually on his electricals all the time.
That captures the essence and some of the main points the children thought and felt strongly about the experience they'd had during lockdown and the positives they could take.